Well, it starts
now. We've started. good evening. How are we all?
Oh, fuck off, Clive.
Wonderful Christmases.
I don't want to hear it, mate. I don't want to hear it. I've not come on here for a cheerful Clive. Look, we're all shit, all right? Podcast is over. Football's done. It's Arsenal's to lose.
It's definitely not. It's Arsenal's to win for sure.
He's never fucking coming back.
Ken's gone.
Was that Enzo Maresca? He just chucked out there.
That was the Maresca gnome.
Well, I hope everyone had a good Christmas and New Year. December's been a good month, and January started pretty well as well. So, Mitchell, let's hear about Chelsea.
I can't remember what it's like to win a game, Clive. Well, I don't.
Was your last win against Arsenal 1-1?
Yeah, that is right there. Do not win manager of the month because it's downhill from there. You're gonna get sacked or walk away. I didn't think it would happen. I say it every week in December. We know what Chelsea are like at Christmas. We have that slow down period. It happened last year, and we still got a couple of trophies. It was going to happen this year. We're still fifth. I think we still are because of today. Still in all competitions, and they get rid of him. Although, you know, the official word is it was untenable. Oh, fucking hell, I can't remember.
Untenable,
that's it. So he walked away. But they had already said they were looking for someone else.
It's one of those where there started to be rumours about potentially replacing Pep at City because he's on his way out. Yeah, that's news to everyone. And then it all just went very quickly after that. And he was gone.
Yeah, do you know what? I think I respect the man because he didn't take any settlement. He didn't take any money. He was just like, I just want to manage the team how I want to manage the team. You're not letting me do that. And this position is no longer feasible. He can't do it. And so he had to walk. And it's just so frustrating because you're back to square zero. Like Maresca, he inherited this massive, massive Chelsea squad. And I don't mean in the West Ham massive. I just mean in numbers. Massive. Too many of them. I mean, you remember when he come in to Cobham and he had his training team A and training team B, you know, and there was a little bit of a kickoff about that because he was like, how can you just go and have your training sessions with your selected 26 and then just ditch everyone else? You know, Sterling kicked off about it, didn't he? But who fucking cares about Sterling? Jesus Christ.
I mean, he might actually do you a job at the moment.
No, fuck Sterling. No, absolutely not. and the other druggie, I don't want him back either. So like we say, it's a very young squad. Go on.
Is it?
Very young squad. It's the youngest squad in the league.
Never mentioned it.
Yeah. And he's built them up. He's turned Reece James into this right back midfield machine. It wants to be a very attacking team, feisty team, sometimes reckless. The one problem was the defence. But fuck me. Like, you give Maresca the same amount of time as Arteta got at Arsenal, he'll turn that around. I can't sing Maresca's praises enough. So he was not given the time.
That's one of the things I've read about that, is he wanted more control, more say over the transfers, like Arteta does have at Arsenal. Mm. But the club wasn't willing to give that to him, and that's why it's become untenable.
Yeah, no, I mean, who do they think they are? The owners? Oh, I mean, honestly, it's like, if you can't let managers be managers, What's the point in having a manager? You come down from your box and you
referees ref the game,
you know? So, you know, here we are again. We've still got a very young squad. He, like I said, he's gutted it. He's got the players that he, well, we don't know if he got the players that he wanted, but he's got them playing the way that he wants them to play. And now it's gone. Gone, it's done. We're going to get some new guy come in and chop the squad again. And he might be, you know, more amenable to bending over and getting shafted by the management or the higher ups.
It's the Chelsea way, after all.
It's the Chelsea way. I mean, I'll say that if we get a trophy out of it. But the new guy, what's his name? Liam Rosner?
Rosner. It's not confirmed yet, though, is it?
Like, it's not confirmed. He's the front runner.
Yeah.
And I had a little look up about him. And you know, he was sacked as Hull City manager, not because he didn't do a very good job, but because he wanted more power. He wanted to have the decisions that he could make and not have the board do it. So why the fuck would you get rid of Maresca and then make, I mean, it hasn't happened, but make him the front runner? It's the whole thing. He's just so ridiculous.
Another one I read was put JT in there.
Oh, no.
And I was like, are we just doing Frank Lampard again and doing the dirty on a club legend for you guys? Like,
yeah, but at least, you know, Chelsea legend, I love him. But he ain't got the brain that Frank's got. I think Lampard, you could always see him having a managerial role. Terry, I don't know, not in the Premier League. Not any time. He'd be like a Neville. He won't do very well. So yeah, what a shit start to the year from a football perspective. And then today's game, I almost feel gutted that we fucking drew, because it's even more so Arsenal's fucking lose now, isn't it? Jesus Christ. Every week got to come in here and see you smile more, you bastard. I'll gloss over the other two games, but the City game, while it's fresh in my mind, It weren't a bad game, but nothing much happened. In the first half, we were pretty lacklustre. We were pretty poor. And I just thought, yeah, you can see the mood is not there. It's like a hangover. It's like the New Year hangover, but because of the bad news, everyone's a bit like, can't really be fucked right now. We know we're going to get spanked. And we should have been spanked in that first half. They should have gone in much more than 1-0 up. But I don't know why, but in the second half, then they just took the foot off the gas and we actually looked okay. But again, it was a pretty lackluster game of football on both sides.
A bit like Arsenal. They got ahead and then they just sat back and thought, okay, well, you can start playing now.
And you started to
make chances happen. Like you got the ball wide a lot in good areas, but then the final product was shit every single time up until the goal.
But even the goal, I mean, it was a cross from Gusto, but it got deflected.
Yeah, it was a cross intended for Cole Palmer, right?
Yeah, and it gets deflected to Fernandez, and he has to have a double tap at it to get it in.
Two or three chances.
Yeah, even then, it's, you know,
a little bit. What a goal.
What a goal. But yeah, I mean, I don't know. You try and look for the positives out of it, obviously, at a point against City, at City. But you just hope whoever comes in, it's a bit of a springboard, this result. Because even like you see him talking after James and Fernandez, I can just say Enzo now. There's not two Enzos anymore. they, you know, there's very much, I don't know if it's just for the cameras, but you know, team unity, these things happen and they know it at Chelsea as well. You just got to stick together and hope that the next manager that comes in doesn't decide to stop playing you.
Yeah, he doesn't fancy you anymore.
Exactly. Although I did like that Garnacho didn't play. And he did the thing that I wanted to see, which was Pedro Neto on the left, Palmer in the middle, and Estevao on the right.
Changed that at half time though, because it didn't work.
It didn't work, you know, but yeah. I think that was more just like everything.
And against mood. City. Not exactly the team to try it against.
Yeah, exactly. It would have been interesting to see if it was still Maresca, because I do think we would have gone forward more, but we would have been more open at the back, which would have been an interesting one, because we got a couple of injuries and suspensions. I think Caicedo...
Not allowed to say injuries. It's a taboo word, isn't it?
Yeah, Caicedo and my new favourite goalkeeper of all time, Sanchez.
Yeah, he's disappeared.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure Sanchez's was a suspension, because I'm sure he got booked in the last couple of games.
Right. Yeah. That was time-wasting.
He ran out of the box with the ball. He slipped. So unfortunate. Oh, fucking, and I'm sure he got booked for it, but what are you going to do? He fucking slipped. And as for the last two games for Maresca, I mean, it's just so frustrating. And this is what probably cost him his job. I mean, it probably would have happened anyway. But
so it was a draw to Bournemouth, 2-2.
And a loss to Villa. Yeah,
and
2-2.
I mean, Villa were in great form.
Yeah, but we were all over him for 64 minutes. 64 specifically, because that's when he made his triple change, and it all went to fucking pot. But it's so annoying, because they started talking about the stats for Villa in that game, and they were like, you know, when we were 1-0 up, they were going into the second half, and they're like, oh, Villa, I got the most points from behind this season, and then they pop
just
it up on the
up.
Screen.
Just
like,
shut up.
Fucking dicks. You just knew it was going to happen, because we just, one goal lead is not enough. As City saw today, one goal lead is just not enough, which is why I thought you'd have a bit more of a tricky game with them, especially when you went 1-0 up. Fucking turns out it didn't matter. But then the same with the Bournemouth game. In fact, I think they went in front, and I think both their goals were long throws. It's definitely the first one. Again, it's defending and long throws. We've struggled against long throws this season.
A lot of teams are struggling in it. It's something a lot of teams are now putting on. But
that's because Pep told everyone it's shit, don't do it. And now they start doing it again.
Everyone's like, fuck you, Pep.
Work. but the difference with Bournemouth and Villa, I mean, I guess they went in front. We had something to fight for a bit more. A bit more urgency from the get-go, because I think they scored their first in 4 minutes. So the performance wasn't bad. It's just the end product. And Garnacho, I've wrote down so many complaints about Garnacho. I can't back it all up now, because I can't really remember the match. but he wound me up so fucking much. He's getting forward, he's defending, his balls he's attempting to put in, his selfishness. I don't like him. He's not good enough. You know, like I said, maybe you get a new coach, we'll see. But at the moment, there are better players that deserve the position.
I mean, you've got Sterling just sitting there.
Where is he?
He's better than Garnacho.
Apparently, he spends more time at Arsenal than he does Chelsea, because his kid's in our academy now. So,
well, you can have him. Fucking hell. Not that you need him anymore.
Yeah, I don't think we... pass, thank you very much.
You'll get some fucking injuries.
We've had them all season, but we're not allowed to mention
it. You're not allowed to mention it.
Just move past that.
So here we go. New year, same old shit. I don't know.
Same old December.
But now it's a new manager. Will we get top four now? Now I don't think we will.
I think your December has fucked you. Get me wrong, you're fifth, and you're only 3 points behind Liverpool.
But it's only Liverpool really that the other team that can drop out.
Yeah, Villa are 11 points ahead of you now. City are 11 points ahead of you. Mm.
And I can't see it being a new manager bounce.
No, I don't either. There's too much choice. He hasn't got. Who knows? He might put a player in that comes in, absolutely steamrolls it. You might sign a centre half in January. Who knows?
I mean, that's all we need.
You got three.
Well, we don't know, because sometimes he plays them right back. the whole of this season, they've not had a proper centre back pairing. Injuries, suspensions, it's all played a part. But there's no... At the moment, you could get in a new defender, because there isn't a set defence at the moment except for left back and right back. But yeah, I mean, yeah,
Do you know what Chelsea should do? Pull one of their old
second.
Well, pull one of their old trap cards and go hell for leather for Mark Gay. Just re-sign another player. Just do it, you know? Just go and get another old boy back.
Yeah. And spend another few billion while we're at it.
Well, that goes without saying, doesn't it?
Honestly.
It's a terrible decision.
It is a terrible decision.
There's such a terrible...
It sounds to me, this one sounds more like the manager's decision than being sacked.
Yeah, I get that. I just feel like...
But he would have been sacked. He would have been sacked.
What I'm saying is, all the steps leading up to that. Mm. Like, it's not like he's gotten Chelsea and gone, oh, let me just fucking piss everyone off.
Because
like, he's not going to do that.
the last podcast, and we were saying about the press conference he had after, and he was saying this was the worst 48 hours since I've been the manager. It makes sense, it's not the backing, is it?
Like, look at, is it Amorim? Yeah, is that how you say his name? The Man United.
That guy should have been
gone ages ago. But the board came out, or what his name, Radcliffe, what his name is, came out and was like, also Radcliffe, you've got to call him there, haven't you? came out and went, we're not sacking him.
Yeah, back to
you. You know, the media then shut the fuck up. Like, yeah,
and then look at
crazy.
Their results.
But at the same time, the media hasn't just shut up because he's been questioned again today because he gets questioned
because of the draw the other day, wasn't it? They're saying obviously going backwards and stuff, and I was just like, yeah, but
a little bit with Amorim is because like, and I had this conversation with the United.
Is what I'm saying. You're not sacked every week. It's like, oh, when's he being sacked? When's he being sacked? When Radcliffe's like, no, mate, we're not sacking him. Just shut the fuck up on that. That's what I'm getting at. Is he's always going to be questioned, regardless, because that's just the media. The media's always going to do it, and it's frustrating. But I feel like if they just shut the fuck up, let him get on with it, that's sort of what happens. Look at Thomas Frank at the moment. Yeah, there was he's going to get sacked. Maresca is now been sacked. Now it's all about Maresca. No one said fuck all about
again,
Thomas Frank at the moment.
He didn't get sacked from what
No, but, okay, but the media, what I'm saying is the media is there at the moment on Maresca. And now that will calm down in a second, and then Spurs will go on and do something, and there'll be Thomas Frank next. Yeah? Unless our board come out
I think it'd be Nuno.
Or maybe Nuno. Okay, yeah, we'll come to that in a sec with Bob, but if they come out and say, oh, you know, Thomas Frank, nope, he's staying, then we won't hear that. It doesn't matter about Spurs fans booing. It won't be an else. It will just be they're backing him and let him get. It's going to be questioned. Don't get me wrong. But let him get on with it. I'm sick and tired of it. Football's just boring now. I'm bored of football.
Even the fans might have cocked up a little bit. I can't remember what match it was. It might have been a Bournemouth one. And he took Palmer off around the 70th, which is what he's done since Palmer's come back. That's nothing new.
Your fans not too dissimilar. Like every football fan base is fickle.
Yeah,
have got on the manager's back. It's not the first time for Renzo. A bit like Thomas Frank at Tottenham. They boo his changes constantly.
They're on his back. It's just the media does not help in this situation, and then everyone jumps on that, and then it gets bigger and bigger and bigger, and it's just crazy. I think Neville or Carragher was saying that United are going backwards or whatever it was because if they drew a game. It's like they drew a game of football.
Again, the difference with the United scenario is they got a very good, very positive result because Amorim changed their formation.
Then the very next game he went back to his system.
But
that's football. You know, he's trying to change things up. He's not trying to be a one-trick pony. And he may have had some players that picked up knocks in training. Don't forget all these games that come up near Christmas as well, like 2-3 days in between. He's maybe trying to do something. Yeah, I get the formation change. He's changed it. But there must have been a reason for him to do that. Like, that's what I mean. Everyone just jumps on their back for it. And I feel like that's it. The manager gets sacked. Then the money goes wherever.
The manager needs to come out and say, well, this is the reason I did it.
I don't know. Again, I've not followed past that. But managers, they're tight-lipped. They can only say what they can say, and then they get moaned at by whoever in the background anyway when they say something they shouldn't say. I just see it every week. There's always something in there. I don't remember anything like this back in the day of managers, like everyone's on the manager's back quickly after four games. Like, as soon as four games happen,
people expect instant results.
Yeah,
instant.
It's this business side of football that's really starting to take over.
And the social media world.
Yeah, and the social media. I guess that's increased since back then as well. So there's more people on the network. But Yeah, I'm just seeing it every week. I'm just like, I don't want to read these articles. I just don't want to read. They're just boring because it'll be Man United will win now. And I'll be like, oh, using the same formation he lost in. Oh, he's going forward. It's like, wait there. Last week, in like 4 days ago, you were talking about how shit he was because he went back. Yeah, football. I know it's football, but it's just shit. You wait for Arteta if he loses two games in a row. Oh, that's it. He's fucked. He's gone. He's lost it.
Maybe not two.
Maybe not two games in a row, but you'll get a draw against, I don't know.
He's had Wolves. That before. He's constantly had that.
This is what I mean. I feel like
we've just got a board that actually does back a manager.
Yeah, and I feel like that's what I want to see more of.
Arteta's biggest headache will be this season if he doesn't win a major trophy.
But I feel like now
there'll be question marks about him again.
Yeah, there could be question marks, but you feel like
will be.
Question to you then, Clive, is
there definitely will be.
With what you're achieving so far, you're still in all the competitions as well, aren't you?
Yep.
You're in all the competitions. You're six points above Villa, 7 points above City.
6 points above them both now because City's draw.
Oh, okay. 6 points, okay. Yeah. So you look at that and you're just like, okay, 6 points.
It's still to lose.
It's two losses is exactly what it is. We've got to play Man City away.
Yeah, or a few draws or whatever comes up. But whatever comes up. But I just feel like if they sack him for it, it's like, man, he's achieved what he's achieved so far already. Halfway through the season.
I don't disagree. We'll come on to Arsenal, but Arteta's got a lot of grace with me because I think we're still ahead of the schedule, but I think this season is the earmark season for a major trophy. He's got the squad now. People will argue he's got the best squad in the Premier League all round, and we are churning results. I think he will come under a lot of scrutiny if he doesn't get over the line in one of these competitions. But my argument would be, unless you go out and get a Zidane or someone who has got over the line, then there's no point replacing him. If Ancelotti become available and he is guaranteed success, then there'd be question marks over Arteta if he doesn't.
Yeah, I see what you mean, because he's gonna get you past that. There's that little hurdle that you've been lacking because the squad's there. It's just that hurdle. Yeah, I see what you're saying.
We'll come on to that a bit more. Because this is the Chelsea moment. This is Enzo Maresca's moment.
Chelsea moment's gone, mate. That's it. Fucking no more coming back this season.
They were in the title race before December.
They are well and truly gone. My God, I think it was the 22nd of November. They said it on the match just now. And they were like, I can't remember who we played, but we won 2-1 and City played Newcastle and they lost 2-1 and we were second, a point above City. And since then, City have got 19 points and we've got seven. Oh, fucking hell.
Yeah, no, yeah. 17 points off of Arsenal as well.
Mental. Absolutely mental.
And as you say, it's a race for the light. You look at the league table, it is. European spots are not guaranteed at the moment. Like, the whole middle of the league is so close to each other. It's crazy. Like from Liverpool on 34 points in fourth down to Palace in 14th, who are on 27 points. Anything can happen.
I think the top three is set. I don't think Liverpool will be consistent enough to break it.
I don't know. Think
Liverpool will drop off. Aston Villa.
That's my feeling. I think Villa
they
will
bounced
start
back today though, or yesterday, whatever it was.
They did.
3-1 they won. Because I did think after the battering, they might drop off. But to come back and win 3-1, and it was an 11 win streak. That don't happen. I don't think they won't drop out of the top three.
I can see them dropping to fourth, but I think they'll drop to fourth as well.
I think Liverpool will pick up. I think
even Liverpool, I didn't see enough of them today. They got two goals, one scrappy. I can't even remember the second goal. The possible offside goal, and they conceded an absolute worldie. But I don't see enough of them to beat the higher end teams. I'll read my words now because they beat Arsenal on Thursday night. You watch.
You said the higher end teams though.
Yeah, we're top of the league. Don't get any higher than that, do you?
Why you got Mitchell?
I didn't want to come on this fucking podcast.
Don't even talk about Arsenal. That's the best thing to do. Anywhere on where they are in the league, honestly, because there will be something.
Anybody else on Chelsea?
Just need to knock them down. Oh, Chelsea.
Bob, you want to chuck in 2 pence at all?
What's the point?
Well, at least we didn't lose to Wolves.
Well, let's move on to that. Let's transition into West Ham, Bob. How's life?
Fucking shit.
You went into it confident as well.
I don't
want to
be here.
They've got to beat someone all season, haven't they?
Yeah, but they had already beaten us. They'd already beaten us in the League Cup. I knew it was going to fucking happen. I knew it. We're just, you know, on them teams. Do them a favour, you know.
But that's an excuse for winning it. You're in relegation zone yourself.
Doubled their points.
It was pathetic. That performance was absolutely pathetic, honestly.
And the last podcast, we said...
Relegated. I can't wait to get relegated now.
Yeah, I said you'll stay up, but I feel like I'm like...
The last pod, we said, you've got some matches coming up that you have to win.
Yeah. So the Wolves, whistle stop tour. Yeah. Of the past 3 matches, Fulham, they beat us 1-0, did not show up one bit at all. They absolutely deserve to win. Absolute pile of shit. Against Brighton, marginally better, but I feel like that game kind of encapsulated our whole season in one match in terms of we got a half-decent couple of goals, defence was shit.
That was a penalty galore game as well, wasn't it? Like, there's 3 penalties.
Yeah. Oh, it was Danny Welbad done a Panenka.
Danny Welbad.
I saw that. That was
he did score against you, though, didn't he?
Why are players doing that?
Is he not? Yeah. Is he not the top English goal scorer in the league this season at the moment?
Who cares? Even if he is, he's still Welbad.
Join with Calvert-Lewin, another player that West Ham probably should have had a look
at. How bad is it at the moment? We've only got 2 English strikers at the moment.
They're the 2 top ones. You've got Ollie Watkins, you've got Calvert-Lewin, you've got Danny Welbeck. Like Morgan Rogers for Villa's got 7 goals.
He's decent.
Yeah. And there's noise that your boys are trying to get Ivor Toney to rekindle his link with Thomas Frank, which would be a good signing for you guys.
It'd be a good signing, but I don't know if he's going to bang us in the amount of goals that we want. I don't know. Solanke.
Whoa. We'll come on to you. Yeah. Bob, you're not done with West Ham yet. Not getting off that lightly.
I did see Bowen in a Tottenham shirt, though.
Bowen's got 6 goals.
I'm telling you right now, there is absolutely no chance he's going to Spurs if he goes anywhere.
I want him, mate. I don't think he's good enough for Tottenham.
Fucking hell.
I don't think he is, mate.
That's the first hot take of the year.
You are joking.
Why not? Who have you got that's better than him in that position?
He plays right wing, doesn't he?
Yeah. He plays
Kudos.
Yeah. Mate, we've got Kudos, mate. We don't need Bowen.
That's ridiculous.
Go ahead, Bob.
We had Brennan Johnson, but he's gone now as well, and he banged in loads of goals. So
you need a winger.
We do need a winger, but
loads of goals. How many goals has he got this season?
Well, not about this season. Season before.
Okay.
Yeah, you know he ain't that far behind in terms of goals and assists from Saka.
Saka's been injured a lot.
If you compare his Arsenal stats and Brennan's stats in the Premier League of when he joined Tottenham.
Right, okay, so we're narrowing it down to that.
It's just to make it there so that, you know, you can't be slagging off Brennan Johnson. He did put in good numbers, in fairness. But go West Ham, don't worry about Tottenham.
Keep going. No,
carry on about Tottenham.
Saka was obviously better. I'm just saying, Brennan Johnson's numbers weren't that far off.
You don't need to tell me that. That's for sure.
No, I know you. Everyone knows that. You know, it's not rocket science. No, go on, Bob. Tell us what happened.
Is by the way, if Brendan Johnson carried on, he's going to be worse off than Jeroboam, though. So even if he did carry on with his lots of goals. I don't want to be here. Like, I want to be here with you guys and I want to slag off the other teams, but well, I don't want to speak about West Ham.
You need to start fucking winning. You want to be with us, look. Fucking hell. This ain't the championship.
I've resigned. This is my last season on the podcast. I'm going to have to start my own championship one with, I don't know, I'll find someone down Billericay or something to do a podcast with. That Wolves match, honestly, is. I just don't even know what to say.
Do you know, you didn't have a shot on target. They had 9.
Wow.
8.
That's crazy.
They had 8.
8? I've got 9, yeah.
I've got 8. But either way, I mean, the main fact there is that we had 0.
Yeah. Crazy.
So, yeah.
Did you sign someone as well the other day? Or was going to sign someone?
Not that I'm aware of.
I know we're only a few days into January, so he wouldn't be probably available anyway, but...
Yeah, it's just... I mean, I just can't see it. There's nothing that's going to change now. There's just... It's too far gone. And it's not Nuno's fault. If anything, I think he's brought some life into a couple of the games, previous games. I think it's just the way we've gone about it. It's shocking. Like against West Ham, like against Wolves. Like, and you got Forest, I think someone pointed out again, and I saw it in real time and it wound me up so much. And it just encapsulated everything was Mavropanos turning away from a ball that is getting shot towards the goal. They just moved out of the way. You're a defender. What the hell were you doing? Do anything to, you know, you're in a position, you're playing against a team that bottom of the Premier League. They had 3 points going into that game. You need those points desperately. You need to be going out there and giving everything to not have a shot on target against the bottom Premier League side.
That's a
Tottenham. Absolutely pathetic. It's unexcusable. Like, Wolves, I just don't even...
Wolves have had some, I won't say decent results because they've been losing, but they've had some decent performances. Yeah. Their performances have been picking up a little bit. You know when you see games where, like, a team will turn up against another team and it'll be like, fuck me, where have they been all season? They'll turn up and they may still lose, but they turn up and they look really good and there's some glimpses of good. Because it's not like Wolves haven't got the same, like, a bad bat. I mean, they're playing really bad at the moment. But last season,
Yeah, but it don't normally take 20 matches. Yeah.
No, it doesn't. But I feel like at this point in time, what they've got to lose, they've tried everything for 20 matches. They might as well try something different. And I don't know if they did try anything different or they were like, fuck it, let's just watch every West Ham and go from there.
West Ham conceded more than Wolves this season.
Yeah, but have you seen our defense?
I don't watch West Ham.
Nobody sees your defense, mate.
Yeah,
yeah, exactly. Like, I'm honestly sick of it. It's shit. It's shocking. I we need a complete like refurb of team because I don't see any fight in there at all. It's ridiculous.
It's crazy. No shots though. Like even Bowen, who's greedy. I'm surprised he didn't take a shot.
I'm not being funny. Against those teams as well, right? And no offence to those teams, but Fulham, I mean, Brighton obviously have been decent for the past few seasons, whatever. Fulham weren't on a particularly good run before they came and played us. And then Wolves, who have just been shocking most of the season. I know they had a couple of form games. But you just go, like... You must think that you must know the importance of those games. And I know there's something to be said about players going into those games, feeling more pressure and whatever. But you at least just a bit of fight, you know? Like it's just, and in the Brighton game, there was, in fairness, and that's probably one of the more highlight games. But then the stupid things let us down again. It's just shit. In summary.
Yeah. Well, in that instance, then, do you blame Nuno or do you blame the players in that game? I know we talk about for the players and stuff, or the manager in that instance. Like, I guess it was the players, because, you know, if you're taking no shots whatsoever, did he change it early on? I didn't watch the West Ham games. Did he change it like 50 minutes in or something like that?
No. The problem that it's not Nuno's fault. I've been saying this whole fucking time, ever since even Lopetegui. It's not to do with the managers. I don't think at this point it's to do with the manager. There must be a bad egg in there or something. I don't know. But it's shit. You can't blame the manager. It's been three managers now. Like, there's no more excuses.
I agree with you. Because, I'm the same with when I'm watching Spurs. But, I mean, in this game, though, where, you know, if nothing were changing after, like, 45 minutes to 50 minutes, did he make any of those changes?
But we ain't got the players to do it.
No, but, I mean, if you're already losing at that point, you got to do something. I just don't know. What was the score at 60 minutes?
But what do you do? Look, we was 3-0 down at half time.
At that point, did he bring three subs on at half time?
No, he's done two subs the whole game, which was Mayers and Suchek, and not exactly game winning players. But if you look at our bench, it's woeful. Like, we haven't got any players on there that can come on and make an impact. The only striker we've got in our whole squad is Callum Wilson in that game. He started. So, like, what is the manager supposed to do with that?
You got George Earthy on the bench?
That's what it's youth squad. And I don't hate that, to be honest. I don't hate the fact that we've got youth squad players, but you still need a core team that are actually, you know, good enough to play in the Premier League. But this squad is not good enough to play in the Premier League.
Yeah, we're done. Okay, two subs at half time. Magasser and Potts. Yeah.
We're done.
Done.
I don't know how good the other players are, mate, so I couldn't tell you.
That's what I mean. Like, there's no one on there recognisable probably to most people. Mm. It's only because I know, well, I thought I knew West Ham as the squad. Apparently, they're just a bunch of useless prick. I really don't have anything else to say. Like that. I have nothing to say on the matter, really. I'm sick of talking about them because they just wind me up.
Yeah. Do you know what, right, Bob? If you draw or lose against Forest in your next game, I'm saying you're not saving it.
We ain't got a chance. We ain't got a chance now. There's no way.
You beat Forest.
No way.
There's a chance, because you'll only be 2 points behind them.
No, I'm not having it.
I think Forest is the only real chance now.
You'd be 1 point behind them.
But I think they've got better squad than us.
I don't disagree. And a manager that, I don't know if the manager's better. He's definitely done this more times than Gomez and Nuno in terms of relegation battles. But Nuno's been involved in relegation battles as well. So, but I do think they've got a better squad, and they've got the star quality in Morgan Gibbs-White as well.
Exactly.
Who works hard as well as scoring goals and making assists.
I mean, I want to see him go down because I'm a bitter person.
I mean, it's the Morgan White Gibbs.
But that's just me.
That was the other highlight of the summer transfer window, other than Eze, right?
Yeah, they're just Tottenham, mate. They just can't pull a finger out and go, oh, here's 50 million, done. And here's 200,000 pounds a week, done. Like everyone else. No, Tottenham's like, mate, you know what? We're trying to do like a bargain deal. Come on, let's do this. Then someone else comes in.
Other than that, Bob, you're done. You're dusted.
I'm sick of it. I'm not coming back on the podcast. Nice doing this with everyone. Had a great time. I'll see you probably in about 4 years' time when we come back to the Premier League.
So when's Nuno getting sacked?
I hope he doesn't. At this point?
Even if you say you do get relegated, do you want him to be there next season, or do you want?
Yeah, I'd rather have that stability. I think, especially when you go down, really. I just don't know who else I would get in that would be a better choice than Nuno to rebuild that squad. I think Nuno would be a good option for that.
There's a Enzo Maresca guy who's just become available. He got Leicester back up, didn't he? Did he win the league with Leicester?
He certainly did.
That's some pedigree there, Bob.
Yeah.
The other one you've got is Ange Postecoglou still knocking about.
Oh, mate, imagine. Yeah. I mean, it gets a trophy, probably in the second season, he'll probably win us the championship, won't
he? Yeah, but you're like Spurs. You don't like managers winning trophies. You sack them after.
Yeah. We didn't
imagine if you'd kept Moyes after all this time.
That's the one thing that really makes me smile about it all. All of those, and Bob wasn't one of them, but all of those West Ham fans that wanted rid of Moyes. Oh.
You're not laughing now, are you?
I loved him the whole time. He's still the love of my life, David Moyes. He'd done things for me that no one else ever will.
Oh, yeah. On that note, shall we move to Thomas Frank and his woes?
I mean, it's not even about the Tottenham results, is it? It's more about Thomas Frank, isn't it? I don't even know where we left it off with Tottenham.
Is he out of his depth?
No. I think we discussed it before, finishing 17th with the squad that we've got. And the players that we've got at the moment, it's not like overnight.
He's underperforming.
I don't think he's out of his debt if he came from a better club.
No, I don't think it's that, because the players would just perform. It's not like you've got to do too much with Tottenham. Like if you're not doing the Postecoglou tactics of just everyone just get up front and attack, and he defensively, you know, we're better than what we were with Postecoglou. But we're just not getting the goals. And I said it before the podcast with Bob, is that attacking players are non-existent at the moment. They're not there. You know, I'm not blaming injuries, but they are injured. But that's where the goals are coming from. You know,
or not. You look at the defenders are the only ones getting goals at the moment.
No. Well, exactly like Ben Davies today getting a goal. You know, it's just like we're looking at it, we're trying to get from set pieces. You know, we're on 9 set pieces now. We've scored from in a season, which is second.
Second to who?
Yeah, of course, yes. Set piece FC Arsenal, yeah.
Fucking right.
And then Chelsea. But that's, if we've got to get them from somewhere, If that has to help us push up until those players come back, we don't have a playmaker at the moment in the squad. Bergvall's decent. He's still learning. He's doing okay, but he's not at that level yet. And we haven't got those players in training that can help and them to learn from in training. So like, if you've got players like Kulusevski, you've got players like Maddison, you know, that are there, that are playmakers quality, but they're not training. They're not there. They're injured.
What's the news on Kulusevski? Because Madison's the season, right? Like, it was ligament
Madison
damage.
Pretty much, yeah. I think he may be back near the end of the season, maybe a couple of games, but I probably wouldn't even risk it, to be fair. Kulusevski, I have no idea, Clive. Solanke, I saw in training the other day, so he's about. Kulo just lingers about in the Tottenham stadium. I don't know what the fuck he does at the moment. Fuck knows. But hopefully he'll be back at some point. I Xavi, Simmons, he's just not, he's had some glimpses of ability I've seen. And he's like, oh, you know, there's something there, but it's not consistent. So it's not helping us. And he's not been getting in a squad because he's just not, maybe he's not there yet. And they want to do something with training.
I don't think he works hard enough as well.
No, he doesn't. And I think that's the difference, isn't it? When you come to the Premier League, you've got to be doing that.
Well,
that
I don't think that's why Thomas has got rid of Brendan Johnson as well, because he doesn't do the defensive work.
No, he gets the goals, but just doesn't get back, and we can't be having that. We need a player that's going to give 100%. Like, Brendan Johnson's quick, like he's rapid, quick, but he's not using that pace to get back. He's saving that pace to get forward, and that's what annoys me. Because that's not what's helping. I think Kudos as well was doing the same thing. I know, Bob, this will make you happy. Where he's getting forward, great. Great pace, great energy, taking on players. But as soon as you want to get back, he's like jogging. That's not helping a squad. That's how you're not going to get in top four. The players all need to be together, working together and helping each other. Son did it brilliantly on the left. He was up and down the whole game down the left, and he was getting forward, getting goals, but also helping the team out to get forward. God, he just can run through his old Burnley to score from his own half, you know. But we can't do that every week. We don't got players that can do that. So the squad needs to be working together, and it's just not. I mean, we've got a couple of points recently with the Crystal Palace game, which I was quite shocked about. To be fair, I did not think we'd beat Palace, but I'll take that. And then the draw against Sunderland, who you know, they've won 30 points at the moment. They're not far off top four. And they've redone their whole squad. What many players did they get? 11 to 15 players or whatever it was?
This season.
But the players that they've signed have been decent players. Look where they are in the league.
And they're missing players for AFCON as well.
Yeah. Yeah. They've got a decent squad. We've got Saar and... Well, it doesn't even matter about the other one because he wasn't even in the squad anyway. But yeah, just 13th in the league. We're 4 points off fifth. I know it's crazy to think. You know, like if we get a couple of results, we could be fourth. You know, obviously it all depends on everyone else. But
it's so many games left.
Yeah, with so many games left, it's like, well, do we count Frank out? Like right now and be like, oh well, fucking Tottenham are screwed. Now they're gonna finish, you'd be lucky if, you know, they don't get relegated. Like, or he picks up a couple of wins, get nice results elsewhere from other teams losing or whatnot, and we're back up there again. Everyone's talking about it. I don't know. I feel like if we can just get a couple of players back, either be it Solanke and maybe an attacking player, Kulusevski, or even if we get a player in, just someone that can just unlock the door a little bit, getting forward, so we can get some goals from a striker. Richarlison gets goals for us, but... it's just not enough. We need some of the midfielders to get goals as well. And not just bank on Van der Ven or Romero to get a goal, or Ben Davies today to get a goal. It's great. But then we're conceding again. Like, we're not scoring enough. Tottenham are not a squad where we're going to have a great back defence that's going to not concede.
We're world-class defenders.
No, we're still world-class. Yeah. I mean, world-class. There's still some sort of other teams from scoring. We've still got fucking Porro on the right, Clive. You know, your doggy's been injured, God knows, forever long. He plays two games, looks good, then injured again. Spence was on the bench today. I don't know. He's rotating and doing things. He's trying to find something. I just don't think he's out of his depth. I think for the squad that we've got at the moment, I think he's at the right spot. It's just, will Tottenham now let him build his squad? Will Tottenham let him just push him up a bit? I don't know. Like, what do we do? Get rid of Thomas Frank, and who comes in? Maresca? Okay, Maresca comes in.
That break my heart.
Was it say Maresca comes in? And he wants to build a squad, but Tottenham don't let him do it again. And then someone else comes in. I'm sick and tired of it. I'm just annoyed by it. Let Thomas Frank build a squad over the next 3-4 years. I don't give a shit where we finish, as long as we can see improvement year on year. Let's say we finish 13th this year. Then we finished 10th the season after. Then we finished 5th the season after that. If I start seeing improvements, fine. If I start seeing us drop down, then that's when maybe where we need to start getting the change and doing something. But for now, 17th we finished our season. We're now 13th and we're 4 points off 5th.
How many points off 17th?
Quite far, actually. Quite far.
So it's 9.
Yeah.
Well, there's still hope.
cheers, Mitch. Appreciate that. But performance-wise, like, I'm annoyed by today's result, especially at home. I would have liked to get a win against Sunderland.
Sunderland are a good team, aren't they, Mitch?
They are a good team. They're getting results. So
they drew with City during the week as well.
You can't write them off and can't be taking the piss out of them. Like, the Premier League is harsh. Everyone knows it. The Premier League's harsh. The Leeds game against Liverpool was 0-0. I would not have expected that result. But I did say at the beginning of the season, Leeds weren't going to be as bad as what they were from that first game where it was. They got smashed. Or second game. I got a soft spot for Leeds.
For some reason. Only other fan in the world that does. That doesn't actually support
Leeds. Yeah, Lennon, Mark Viduka, Harry Kewell. What's his name? Alan...
Smith.
Someone. Smith, Alan Smith, you know, I enjoyed Leeds back in the day. This was a long time
ago. I'm going to move it along because don't want to talk about Leeds. Yeah, move along
from Tottenham. And Thomas Frank is staying, by the way.
He wants Thomas Frank in. As you say, any improvement in the league position is an improvement from last season.
Exactly that. We just need to see. If we get all our players back and start fucking up, then there's a problem.
Well, yeah. And as you say, you're 3 points off of seventh place at the moment. It's not the end of the world.
No, it's not.
I do want to mention, though, you've really, as well as your set pieces copying Arsenal, from last season, you gave Arsenal a lot of flack for trying to time waste. Vicario against Brentford at 0-0
got booked for time wasting.
At 0-0, 60th minute, got booked for time wasting.
Vicario's a slimy little cunt, mate, so I don't...
Apparently it's not the Tottenham way.
It's not the Tottenham way.
0-0.
It's the goalkeeper's way at the moment.
Oh, he's getting that from somewhere, isn't he?
Yeah, Raya. Been watching him.
He can learn a thing or two, that's for sure. Had to come and claim a corner.
Yeah, I had to claim most things, to be fair. Good at shot and stop, so. Shot stopping, but fucking can't do anything else. Can't catch a ball.
Anyone else on Tottenham? Or shall we use Raya as an introduction to the mighty Arsenal?
Man versus AI.
Shall we just go?
Let's do Man versus AI. We already know what Arsenal's going to say. Just skip.
I'm being so happy.
It's hard not to be right now.
How many points did you drop during this fucking Christmas period?
We drew. We drew one game with... Did we draw?
No.
Oh, you didn't?
No.
You're five and five.
We lost to Villa 6 games ago.
Those were the days.
But there's... For Arsenal, it's been a good Christmas, good New Year so far. Rotation's been good. Arteta's using the squad, trusting more players. Martin Odegaard has stepped up again. He's looking like he could be getting back to his best. He completely controlled the second half against Villa. He controlled the game yesterday. He's looking like the player he was 2 years ago. Assists and goals back in his game. And he's so important to the press from Arsenal. He is the trigger. It's like, I said it before, he's like Sadio Mane was for Liverpool. He is what starts that press. Ray has made some worldies in our time missing as well. He was very annoyed to actually concede against Villa. But hey-ho, we're still chasing that clean sheet. That's the only thing. That record of Chelsea's going to be intact at the end of the season. But it's nice to have Gabriel back and partnering William Saliba. Obviously, not just from a defensive point of view. He made a big mistake yesterday against Bournemouth to start off with. They go 1-0 in 10 minutes. But there he is, smashing the ball home not too long after. Because the desire, he's very good attacking as well as defending. Their second goal as well. What a banger that was. Very, very well worked. Our second goal, Noni Madueke. Oh, coming in for Saka, having to do a bit of work to get a chance, and he takes it. Like his assist for that second. Well, I don't think he got the assist, but the work that he did for that second goal was superb. Beating the defender.
Was that his first Premier League goal?
Madueke didn't score. Your boy did. Dekkers.
Right.
But Madueke opened that space up.
Chelsea are shit, mate. Honestly, Chelsea are shit. Why are you sold into Arsenal? I'll never know.
That was probably the start of Maresca having enough. I'd love to know actually if Maresca, if that
said,
was
I don't want him anymore. Him.
Yeah,
I can't imagine there's a lot of Arsenal fans that didn't want Madueke. He is a good different option to Saka, just because he's. And I made a note of this. So he's more direct, and he will face up a defender and try and take him on probably more than Saka would. But the big difference is when Madueke's on the pitch, the defence only send one player. They go one-on-one with him, which gives him a chance to beat and then get a ball in. Whereas Saka, and we saw it against Bournemouth, as soon as Saka come on, there was two players going out to him, three players going out to him, which creates more space elsewhere on the pitch. But yeah, Madueke's work was superb for the... I think it was Gabriel's goal, not Rice's goal for the first goal, the equaliser. Beats the menu down the right and then beats the fullback with a little quick foot kind of, I'm not going to say trick, he just moves the ball from one foot to the other, cuts the ball back, and there's a bit of luck for it to fall to Gabriel. Second goal, Declan Rice. Like, the second goal was Victor Gyökeres taking four players with him. A long ball flick on from Martinelli, which was a great flick on. Victor Gyökeres takes a touch and four players follow him, which then gives him the space. A bit lucky because I think a Bournemouth player gets his foot in, which puts the ball to Martin Odegaard. And then Martin Odegaard just nice little weighted pass to his side to that boy Declan bending it into the corner superbly. And then Declan's second goal. The reason why I say it is because, again, that boy is going to be up there for player of the season if we win the league this season.
Like Declan,
his performances are just outrageous. Constantly, he's up and down the pitch so much. He's all over the place. He's adding goals. His corners, his set pieces are superb. His long throws are good. There's nothing the boy can't do. When he had to fill in at right back, he was the best player on the pitch as well. Like the guy is just insane. So yeah, we got him half price.
Fuck off, mate. It's not even worth 100 million.
Mate, you are the only person in the world that thinks that.
Not worth 100 million.
You're the only person.
Not worth 100 million, mate.
Wait,
why not?
No way.
Do you think
Caicedo is worth 100 million?
No.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, if you did, but then...
No, Caicedo performs like the way he's been performing, like for another two seasons, maybe, but right now...
So Rice has been doing that for 3 years.
Rice hasn't. No, he hasn't, mate. Yes, he hasn't. He's been average at best. Yeah. he's not worth 100 million.
Tottenham tinted glasses on, my friend.
No, he wasn't even average at best at West Ham.
Oh, he was average at best.
Amazing.
He was.
At West Ham.
If anyone thinks Luke Jewell doesn't know football, he's proving them right now.
I said this when he was bought. I said it before. He is not 100 million. I'm sticking to it. He's not a 100 million pound player.
Yeah, but
your stubbornness is absolutely bonkers, mate. Your stubbornness is bonkers.
Would be if he carries on his form.
But it's not like Rice has done that. Yeah, not every season.
Yes, he has.
No,
the only thing that Rice hasn't done is score the goals. But Caicedo didn't score goals last season.
His job isn't to score goals, is it? Declan Rice got his job is like box to box.
He does that superbly.
Like, he does it good. Yeah,
there's a reason. Yeah, superbly.
I swear on the podcast like 2 weeks ago, you was like, oh, he's dropped off.
I've said for one game, I don't think he had a good game.
No, no, not one game. I'm sure you said, oh, he's dropped off because he's had a knock or some excuse when his players not doing well.
I've criticised him once.
Was it 99 million?
No, he's not even 99 million. I'd say he's about 70 million.
Worth 100 million?
Fucking no player. No player's worth 100 million.
The boy is world class.
100 million.
He's
when I think of players at 100 million, I just feel like there's better players than Declan Rice for 100 million pounds
in that position.
A defensive midfield player,
box to box midfielder.
Thomas Suchet.
Bellingham.
He's not a box to box midfielder. He's an attacking midfielder.
He's a box to box midfielder.
Real Madrid and England play him as an attacking midfielder.
Mate, there's probably a Bayern Munich defender player that's better than
you can't
Declan
name one.
Rice. Because I know football as you guys. He's just not worth it.
Probably someone in the German
and I did name one. Burnham's better.
He's not a box to box.
He's a Palmer.
He's a box to box midfielder. Box to box.
You're a clown.
Right? Declan Rice is 70 million at best. Done.
Mate, he's world class. He's absolutely is.
Fuck Rodri.
Yeah, Rodri is probably the only one who won a Ballon d'Or. Unfortunately for Rodri, he's been out for a season and a half. So at the moment, you can't really say that.
What, he's worth 100 million? Oh, he's still worth 100 million.
I think he's probably the best midfielder in the world.
That ain't going to change. Fit. Like, just his stats as well. I think that's what also makes him great is his stats when he's lost a game or whatever it was, whatever stat he had.
He
has now, but I mean before, like, that he went on for so long where Van Dijk, I think it was, he was like best defender. It's like, I don't rate him as a best defender in the world. Like, in the world we're talking about.
No, I don't. Like, I think he's been the best defender in the Premier League for probably the last five seasons.
I think he's been great, yeah. Yeah.
Can I that's elaborate on that? Yeah.
No, that's it. That's all I got.
It's beyond me. Obviously, Saka back to assisting as well, which is at the right time. we've got players, attackers coming back now. So we're going to have a lot more options off the bench. So hopefully we start a bit more free flowing, scoring more goals from open play, which we started way back in November doing. No complaints. We've got Liverpool next. We win that. We're in a very good position.
Oh yeah, they drew today, didn't they?
They did 2-2 against Fulham. Yeah,
you got that in the bag.
The Liverpool like to step up against the top teams.
Are they at home?
No, we're at home. So.
Oh yeah, you got that.
On a Thursday night, 8:00.
Good luck.
Anybody else in Arsenal?
Fuck Arsenal.
It might actually happen this season, boys.
I still need to put that bet on.
It might actually happen this season.
Put it on. Do you know what? I'm glad that I won't be here in next season.
It's too much.
I mean, if we do the double this year, the Champions League as well.
Stop it. For fuck's sake.
No, European trophy. Fuck that. I'd rather you have the Premier League. Fuck the European trophy. No way. Someone better do something.
Got both of them.
You know, just where's the lasagna? You know, someone fucking... for the whole squad, because they've actually got a decent squad, to be fair, players that can come in and do a job. So it needs to be the whole squad, not just fucking 2-3 players. Not good enough.
Did you say, where's the lasagna or where's Lee Fofana?
Fuck the lasagna. The lasagna, Bob. Okay. Fucking West Ham, cheating cunts.
Still bitter. He's such a bitter
person. I hold grudges. I hold grudges, right. Especially football.
Let's move into Man versus AI.
Some great news on that.
What he does. He does some good news.
Yeah,
on
for
that
once.
Front.
For once.
So a quick disclaimer, we didn't do one set of fixtures, so we nulled that fixture. Let's try and round up. Before the break, we had Arsenal v Brighton, West Ham v Fulham, Chelsea v Villa, and Palace v Tottenham. AI predicted Arsenal beating Brighton 2-1, got 3 points. Predicted West Ham drawing with Fulham, got 1 point. Predicted Chelsea 1, Villa 2, got 3 points. Predicted Tottenham 2, Palace 1, got 1 point. Wow. So 7 point week for AI that week.
That's close to cap.
Bob predicted West Ham 2, Fulham 1, got 0 points.
Oh dear.
Clive predicted Arsenal 2, Brighton 0, got 1 point. Mitchell predicted Chelsea 2, Villa 1, got 0 points. Luke predicted Tottenham 2, Palace 1, got 1 point.
Yes.
Is that why you're celebrating? Because you got one.
No, it's not over yet, mate.
Then we have the null week. Yeah. So we didn't do the predictions for the Villa game.
I still would have got that wrong anyway.
I would have got that wrong. I would never have gone 4-1. So we then move on to game week 20.
Oh, that's right. Didn't he text it after the game started? Null and void.
That's what I was thinking as well. He had a reminder yesterday and didn't send it.
Then I had to chase him today. Yeah.
Wait, so
I didn't even see the squad or the game, and I just, as soon as you messaged, I need to make a decision.
Oh.
Don't give me that bullshit. This is me we're talking about.
Was there already a goal?
No, there was nothing.
It was like really, like, literally kickoff. Yeah, I didn't even see the squad, and
it
I
was
dropped
three
the message.
Minutes in, 4 minutes
three
in,
minutes
and,
in,
and you didn't drop the message. I had to chase you again.
That's fair point. Yeah, but you chased me, and I still responded. If you're chasing me, you could have just not avoided it there. In fairness, you could have been, Luke, you fucked up, you missed it, but you asked me, and I sent it.
I did because I wanted this situation.
Exactly. So no,
does
fuck
he overtake Bob?
Fuck you. So I sent it.
Does he overtake Bob because?
Let's do the rest. Let's then do the table. And then we can decide.
If you overtake...
I have a feeling...
A definite DQ.
Bob might want to avoid it.
But I don't care.
No spoilers.
No way. If you send me a message, I'll respond.
Right, Luke, let's face it. Right, since day one, with your bloody man versus AI, you've taken the piss, right? So you ain't done the forfeit. It's been coming.
That is true.
It's been coming.
That was never agreed.
You might have to forfeit these points.
No, I'm not forfeiting these points. It doesn't. Right. Right, fair play. But it's just us against AI, really.
AI predicted 2-1 Wolves versus West Ham, got 1 point. Predicted 2-0 Arsenal v Bournemouth, got 1 point. Predicted Spurs 2, Sunderland 0, got 0 points. Predicted Man City 3, Chelsea 1, got 0 points. Bob.
Of course.
Was it 2 or 3-0 you predicted West Ham would be Wolves?
3-1, I think. Or 3-0, actually.
Well, you got that completely wrong. 0 points.
I said to Wolves.
Clive predicted 3, Bournemouth 0, got 1 point. Mitchell predicted 2-0 City, got 0 points. Luke.
3-0 City.
A late prediction of 1-1 got 3 points with an asterisk next to it for the time being. Right, so after all of that, AI is on 43 points. The humans still have an impressive lead. We sit on 54 points.
They've cut it down, though, haven't they?
They have. Mitchell, joint top with Clive on 16 points.
It's that abysmal December.
Luke is joint second with Bob on 11 points.
Look at that. That's not bad.
11 points.
You're not in double digits yet, Luke.
Yeah, fuck off. Don't even give me that. No. If you sent the message, you should have just not sent the message. Yeah.
No, and I responded back. Then we wouldn't have this wonderful drama.
No. You should have just said it in the message. And I did it 3 minutes in. Didn't even look at the squad. Didn't even see the game. Didn't even watch the game. Yeah. And I went, 1-1.
Fan.
No.
No, he doesn't. Good. Good one.
No.
Right. We've got two lots of predictions to do this week as well, because there's a midweek game and then there's a weekend game.
Oh, shit.
So, Bob, West Ham have Nottingham Forest at home. What are you saying?
3-0 Nottingham Forest, I guess.
It's a 6-pointer. Oh, yeah. He's done.
Wow.
He is done.
Oh, wow. He's defeated.
No fight.
Arsenal play Liverpool at home. I'm going 2-1 Arsenal.
Ooh. I mean, to be honest, that's not that dramatic, is it? That does sound pretty sensible.
Chelsea have their local derby away to Fulham. Mitchell, what are you saying?
It's so fucking hard now.
Thank you.
You might have a new manager, you might not.
We're at home, right?
Nope, away.
Fuck. 2-1 Chelsea.
I'm just going to double check and make sure you are away. Yeah, you are away. Yeah. 2-1 Chelsea. I mean, they got 2 goals against Liverpool today. So
they did. They've picked up a bit of form.
Spurs have got Bournemouth away, Luke. What are you saying?
Fucking hell.
Mid-table clash.
Bournemouth, though.
bad form at the moment, Bournemouth.
The Semenyo, is he going to be gone?
He might still be there. He might be a Man City player.
I'm going to say... I'm going to say 2-2.
Desmond, you're like in the drawers now, aren't you?
Yeah.
He knows what they are.
I don't even think we get two goals, though.
Well, good prediction then, Luke.
Well, we're away from home. We do tend to perform a tad bit better.
AIA has gone with West Ham 1, Nottingham Forest 1, and Bournemouth 1, Tottenham 2, Fulham 1, Chelsea 2, Arsenal 2, Liverpool 1. Right. The next fixture, we have a London is derby. Tottenham v West Ham. Tottenham are at home. Luke, what are you saying?
4-0 Tottenham.
Can't score any goals, but rubbing his hands.
Oh, fuck you. We've got to go for it, mate. Got to go for it. You know, I've got to bring the bubbles back.
2-1 West Ham.
You 3-0 lost to Forest. 3 days later, he's going to do...
They're as shit as us.
He's not wrong. And it's a derby, so things do change a little bit.
Yeah. Chelsea at home to Brentford. What are you saying, Mitch?
I think I'm more wishful than anything else. But I think I'm going to go to... No. The thing is, right, one of these games will be 2-1 and one of them will be 1-1 and I'm going to get them the wrong way around.
Could be 3-1.
So you're saying 1-1?
4-1.
Fuck!
Patrick.
I feel like it'll be 2-1. I'm going to go 1-1.
I hope to God it was 2-1.
Yeah.
Brentford, Mitchell.
Great.
Have you seen them lately?
Lots of goals recently.
We do 0-0 against them. I feel like you'd beat them.
Then Arsenal away to Forest. Arsenal away to Forest.
I'm going to have 2-0 Chelsea on that one.
I'm going 2-0 Arsenal. We've got to keep a clean sheet again soon. 2-0 Arsenal against Forest.
I expect the tip of the hat if I win.
AI's predictions are Chelsea 2, Brentford 1.
Yeah.
Tottenham 2, West Ham 0. Nottingham Forest 0, Arsenal 3.
I could have been the other way around. I just know it.
You think Forest will beat Arsenal 3-0?
No. We'll draw with Fulham and we'll beat Brentford.
I reckon you got a sneaky loss in there, but that's just me.
I just don't want to admit it. We've had too many already.
Right. Final words, Bob.
Football. See you all in 4 seasons' time.
I thought you were in the pub.
Final words, Mitchell.
Wolves! You know.
Brilliant.
Final words, Luke.
Happy New Year.
Oh, that's nice, isn't it? My final words are London is red.
No!